Every year I visit the Isle of Skye in Scotland for 2 weeks of adventure and photography. Join me as I explore the island, looking at wondrous waterfalls, massive mountains, sumptuous seascapes and creepy castles. Coming up on Tales from the Magic Box. Morning everybody. Welcome back to the show. It is Tuesday, 3:41 a.m. And you are joining me on what is now my annual hike to the Orban of Stour at sunrise. I said I wasn't going to do this again, but I'm doing it. Yes, it's looking like it's going to be a decent sunrise. There's barely any clouds above me. In fact, I could see the stars and the moon not long ago. And over on the horizon, there is a giant cloud exactly where the sun's going to pop up. But you never know, these things can change pretty quick. The weather says it's going to be sunny and bright today, which is great because we're going to the beach later. But for sunrise, it's going to be, I think it's going to be good. I think I'm going to finally get a decent sunrise, or at least one that meets my needs, because I have very specific needs today. So I'm going up to the store. I've got my large format camera, 4x5, I've got 4 sheets of FOMO 100 and 2 sheets of Ektar 100. And what I'm going to do is hike up to the store, find a point where I can look down on it, and do a couple of tilt shift style images where I make the store look very small and like a little toy. I did it a few years ago at the Lake District, at the Honest Slate Mine. I made the Slate Mine look tiny. And yeah, it worked really well. And I don't know when I had the idea to do it with the store, but I did. Because every year I say I'm going to enter this Scottish landscape photography competition, and every year I don't think I've had anything good enough. So this is going to be my entry. I'm going to try it with this to do something that's not really been done before and make this thing look miniature. It's probably not going to work. It's probably going to be a terrible idea, but I'm going to try it. You can only do these things and try. So the problem is, you have to hike up to the store, which is a hike in itself, and there's a path and everything is fine, but then to get to the vantage point, there's 2 spots, I think. There's the store viewpoint, which is a little bit more elevated and a bit further away, which might be okay. And then there's some massive cliffs above the store, which means you have to go round and up, and it's another hike, and I've never been there and I don't know where I'm going, so I'm going to have to just kind of scramble my way up. Either way, it means going up higher and walking further than I've had to walk before on this trip. So I'm going to be pooped by the time we get to the beach. I'm going to want to just sit on that beach and chill in the sun, I think, which is going to be great. But it's going to be fun, I think. The light should be good. I imagine that, well, the issue I think I'm going to have, and I'm not quite sure how to combat this, is that the lens I'm using is the 150mm, and it's not wide angle, but it's quite wide for most subjects, including the store. I think to get it at a decent size, I need to be fairly close. So I'm hoping that that top viewpoint will be acceptable, will be good enough to do something. Because if not, then when I hike up to the cliffs, the store's going to be absolutely tiny, and it's going to kind of be dwarfed a bit by the landscape and the blur that's going on. So we'll see what happens. I'm not super concerned. I mean, it's just a bit of fun. I'm not gonna destroy myself trying to do this thing. If it works at the top, at the first viewpoint, then I'm gonna do it from there. got the strange finder. I've got 5, 6, 7, 8. I want to say I've got 2 more shots to take, because we did a photo shoot with Emma yesterday at Leot Falls. Looked very nice. And I'd wound on to frame 5. I can't remember if I shot frame 5 or not. I can't remember if I wound on. So I just wound on. I might have skipped a frame. You know? Doesn't matter. So I think I've got 2 frames left. I've got 7 and 8. So I'll take 2 colour pinhole images of the store, which I've never done before. And in some nice morning light, that should look freaking awesome. And I might take another couple of large format pictures. You know, I've got all six sheets I can shoot. And yeah, it's going to be a fun day. I think I'm going to have a nice walk up there. I do enjoy going up in the morning to this place. Although I think this year might be the last year that I do it for a while. I might need a few years off. I did say last year I wasn't going to do it again, but this idea is too good to pass up. So it's worth going up, because I only get to go once a year. This is my only chance, and if I don't do it, I'll regret it for a whole year. And then I'll have to go up next year anyway. So I'm going to do it this year. I'm going to go up, see what I can do. And then next year, my sunrise shoot will probably be at one of the beaches. Or it will be at the Kurang, because I've only been there once. Or maybe the Fairy Glen, that would be quite fun at sunrise. Yeah. I've just looked over there to see what the clouds are doing, and I thought, that is a big, big cloud, and it's a mountain. Anyway, I've waffled on enough. The next time you hear from me, I'll either be at the car park, or I will be out of breath. Oh, a deer. A roe deer. I wonder if that's the same roe deer I saw the other day. Wow, deer. Yeah, I'll either be out of breath at the top of the store looking for somewhere to stand, or I'll be at the car park just about to go up, regretting all my life choices. Anyway, I will see you wherever that may be. Well, I've made it. I'm at the steps going up to the store now. The hard walk is over. It's a 40-minute walk, but it seems to have only taken me 20 minutes. I've run up here, which is good. I'm well ahead of the sunrise. I can see it coming now, but I'm well ahead of it. It's 10 to 5, and sunrise is at 6, so I've got a good hour or so. It's silent. There's a plane flying over, but there's nothing here. I love the quiet. I was listening to a podcast on the way up, and I got here and I thought, no, now's the time for peace, serenity, you know. There's something about this place. It's indescribable, really. There's other places like this where it's silent, but there's something else here. There is a magic on this island, and you feel it most at places like this. I know it's a tourist trap, and I know it's one of the most popular things there is, but when you've got it on your own, and you've just got the wind and the mist and the rocks, anyway, enough silliness. Let me get up here and see what that viewpoint looks like. It's probably a bit dark really for composition hunting, but I shall do it. I've also got to be quiet because there's people camping up here. I'm not completely on my own. They're further down, but I don't want to wake them up. Wow.
I'm going to climb these stairs. I'll let you know when I've found a comp. Well, I'm here, and the view from here is absolutely unbelievable. On top of this cliff, it wasn't actually that difficult getting up, but again, I missed the footpath and scrambled when I could have just walked. So I need to make a mental note to be a bit more aware of footpaths. So I'm on top of the cliff, I'm just trying to find a vantage point, and I thought I found somewhere, but I've actually just found somewhere better. The only problem with where I am is there is a like a mile drop beneath me. I mean, it's 4-ish meters over there, so I'm not too. I'm just trying to get out of this wind a little bit, and this is the best place I can find. I'm not on the edge, but one slip and this podcast is over, which will be a crying shame. So what I'm going to do is set up a composition, because where I was a minute ago, I was going to have to sit down, and I might have to sit down here, because otherwise I might just collapse because of shaky jelly legs. And hopefully I'll be okay. I mean, I will be okay. I'm not in any danger. I wouldn't put myself in danger that I wasn't sure of, you know. I've been on this show closer to the edge of bigger cliffs. Not that that's any comfort, but I'm not in any danger. I'm not in any danger. If I say that enough, I won't be. I'm comfortably away from the edge of a cliff. And it's not windy here. And my tripod's not going to full height. And neither am I. I am happily risk assessed. Never thought I'd say that up a mountain. So, in my brain, in my pre-visualization, this is a portrait shot. I did re-manufacture the back of this camera too, prior to coming. However, I think I made it so that you can't actually, still can't use it, landscape orientation. I have not tried. So, I may try today. But I have got full rear tilt in the central axis, which is good. And I don't think I'll use that today. I think it'll be mainly forward tilt that I'm using today. I kind of wish I had a cable to tie this camera to the cliff. Ever since last year on Brothers Point, I am freaking out about this thing going over, especially here, because although if it goes over here, at least I'll be able to recover it. When it went over at Brothers Point, there was no way of doing that. Yeah, the other day at Brothers Point, I was closer to the edge of the cliff than I am now, so all those people panicking, don't. I'm fine. And I'm definitely not looking down there. I'm also dropping litter, which is not good. Right, I'm going to... Hey, the lens is already open for me. That's good. I'm going to compose. There's no light to speak of yet. Although that sunrise, if that gap in the cloud stays where it is, might just happen. This might turn out not to be a wasted trip after all. Okay. Oh boy, don't look over there. Don't look over there. You know, when I enter this competition, I might send them this recording so they know just the trouble that I went to get it. Oh boy. This is so cool. It was worth it, people. I'm going to drop the lens down a bit, so I'm making a bit more of the foreground. Right, I want to see what this looks like, so I'm going to tighten up those, loosen up those, focus on the store. And I'm going to mega tilt that lens forward and then refocus on the star. It's not quite as cool as I thought it was going to be. Maybe I need more forward tilt. Maybe I'm not quite high up enough. It does look cool. I think I'll probably just take a picture in regular mode as well. But yeah, I can only try it and see, can't I? I can get the needle looking like a little toy. But the star itself, because there's not much behind it, it's difficult. It's also very difficult focusing on it. Maybe I need to swing the lens a little bit as well. That's it. Interesting. Very interesting. Yeah, wow. All those clouds moving out of the way. The sun's not even up yet. What's going on? Should be here. Did I miss something? Do you know what I'm going to do? Because that sun looks like it's coming, I'm actually going to do this straight. I'm going to do a colour in a black and white in the good light. And then I'm going to tilt it and do a colour in a black and white with the tilty shifty on. So I'm going to is that open all the way? Yes, it is. It looks very dark. I'm going to re-swizzle that so that I'm getting nice focus on everything, because this is a cool. Let's put a little bit of forward tilt on just because some things are out of whack. Focusing is very difficult. I don't have focusing problems like this on the 617 camera. Blimey, that ground glass is much brighter than this one. I hadn't used this camera for a long time, so I hadn't realised how dark it was. Right, I'm going to shoot at f22. Yeah, that'll give me everything I want. And I'm going to, do you know what? What do I do? I want to get the film holder loaded. I can't meet it yet because the light's not anywhere near ready, but I can carefully, tentatively get the film holder out. My colour ones. The colour ones have a pink label on them, so I know which one's which, but I'll do black and white first. I'll get that out and loaded. The aperture's set, so all I need to do then is set the shutter speed and attach the cable release, and then when the light comes, I'm ready! Yeah, wind's gone. What's going on? What did I do? I must have done something good. Maybe it's a reward for hiking all the way up here. Everything seems to be going my way.
If you've got any comments, questions or suggestions, you can email the show at talesfromthemagicbox@outlook.com. You can also find us on Instagram at Tales from the Magic Box Podcast. I also now have a zine available on Amazon. It's the Strange Finder zine, and it's the best images from the first 3 years of using the camera. It's £12 and it is available as print on demand, so you can just order one or 10 or 100. That link for that is in the show description. If you want to listen to the extended version of this episode, you can head over to Ko-fi page. And for a very small price, you'll be able to access the extended version, which is considerably longer and has a lot more fun stuff in it. Anyway, back to the adventure.
Feeling this. It's just grand. I think the sun's coming up behind those clouds. Oh dear. Oh, I know. I've talked to a couple of people before who have gone, oh no, can't do sunrise, not getting up for sunrise. Honestly, do it. Yes, you're exhausted. Yes, I only had 5 hours of sleep. Yes, the hike up here was monstrous. But you don't feel it when you stood here. I don't feel it. I don't feel exhausted now. I just feel peaceful. My legs are aching, but that's good. I think the sun's up. I think the sun's coming up behind those clouds. Exactly where I can't see it. Do it, honestly. Get up at sunrise, or get up for sunrise. Go on a hike. Whack a camera out. Point it at something beautiful. You won't regret it. And when you do, and you want to post the images, put them on Instagram and tag me, and I will share them, and I will like them, and I would enjoy seeing them. I would enjoy seeing pictures that you guys take, that you tag me in, that you want to share. That would be good. There you go, that's your call to action for today. I don't know where the sun is. I can't. It must be behind that cloud. So all those clouds that were in the way before have moved over to where the sun actually is. They are moving, just really slowly. I don't actually know where it is. I think it's up. It is past six, so it should be up. The colour in the water down there is just gorgeous. If the store was the store was over there, this is, oh, don't start raining. It's raining. Bloody hell. Oh. Remember a minute ago when I said it was all worth it? I lied. It's not worth it when you get your rain done. That just sucks. So, you know, do you know what? I did bring it. I thought I hadn't brought the filter holder. Doing the dance here is not easy. Oh, it's raining. It's actually raining on me. Right, I'm going to... I don't think it's going to rain much. I think it's just spitting. Hey. Put it. I don't really want to put any filters on yet if it's going to rain on me. I don't really have a cover to go over the camera. Yeah, I think it's just a light drizzle on it. It's going to do anything serious. Although, if it does, I've got a dry bag I could throw over this. I don't have anything to secure it with. Got my waterproof trousers. I've not opened this dry bag yet. I don't know what it's like. Oh, it's tiny. Nothing's going in there. Bloody hell, that was £8. That's miniature. I couldn't put my waterproof trousers in there. I suppose I did only get it for my phone and stuff. I can't really do any filter stuff until... No, I can see the sky.
I can see the sky, but I don't want to do it until this rain has passed, so better mooch back around the back of the camera. I was kind of hoping for some, you know, swirly mist around the store, but I'm not complaining. I'm very happy with what I've got. It would just have been really cool. Imagine that tiny star rising out of mist. But you need, that's definitely an autumn kind of shot. That's not a summer kind of shot. Right, listen, know what's happening for a bit. Sun's coming up, but it's taking its sweet time. I'm set up, I'm happy. I'm gonna go, and when it's kick off, I'll let you know. Right, I think it's happening. The sun's breaking through those clouds a little bit. We're getting some very nice direct light now. It's not, oh, it's cold. It's not any kind of colour, but oh boy. I don't think this is going to last too long. So my dark parts are 7. I'm still at 1 second exposure. I'm going to take the dark slide out, cock that shutter and wait for the opportune moment, because this is going to be magical. Wow. The details in the landscape, the nooks and crannies. Wow, this is just so good. It's passing quick. I just don't know whether to wait another few seconds, because the time it'll take me to swap a film holder out is long, so those clouds are moving. Yeah, moment's passing. You guys, this is just awesome. Right, that's 2 frames done. Let's get the other. I want to get a colour, although I don't know whether to wait for the colour film. I'm going to get a colour film holder out, because this light's advancing pretty swiftly, and it might be that a colour shot will present itself soon. The colours are not, it's not a colourful scene. It's green and brown and grey and blue. It's your fairly typical landscape scene, but hopefully when the light, not that there's anything wrong with the light, but when that cloud shifts in a second, or in a couple of minutes, then I'll get the colour shot. And then what I'll do, I'll very quickly shift it. There's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, there's 8, 9 people down on the viewpoint now. Maybe I should camp here next year. There's more people coming up. Yeah, I'll do the colour shot, and then I think I'll have a bit of time to tilt it and get the tilty shifty version with the colour. But yeah, this is absolutely marvellous. I wonder if I should use any coloured filters. I could pop yellow filter on and just boost that contrast just a little bit. I think the settings are right. I don't think I need to change the settings. It's raining a little bit on me now, but that's fine. Hope there's no rain on the front of the lens. I mean, there is, but not what I can do about that. Don't think I've got a lens cloth. I've got a lens cloth. I did have a lens cloth. Oh, still filming here. Oh, I didn't take the film out from Brothers Point. I'll put my hat back on. Well, I'll need to take my hat off in a minute again to do this tilting, shifting business. Tilting. Oh, the light. Oh, it's coming back. And the rain. The rain is falling down. Oh boy. I'm just going to try and... It's all on the filter, so... Oh, not what I can do. I'll put my hat on it. It's not going to do anything, but... I don't want rain spots on my image. Where's that little mark on the thing? So it's just at 75 on the degrees. I'm just gonna try and get rid of some of this. That may have made it worse. It's definitely made it worse. Here's me faffing about and the light's kicking off. It's a lovely there's a lovely softness to this now with that rain. There's a definite glow to everything with the rain that's come, and I can't believe I'm missing it. Do you know what, I'm going to just take the filter out. I don't think it's actually doing very much. Right, where was that? 75. I think it was there. Right, I don't think the light's going to get much better than this. I'm even going to bump it up a bit. That's 2 seconds though. Don't like 2 seconds. I like 1 second because there's 1 second on my... only thing. I'm just going to go for 1 second again. Okay. So this is hectare. 1 second. There we go. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to just pop on a yellow filter and do another black and white one while the light is so good. And the light is so good right now. And I'm going to have to be quick because the light is rapidly vanishing. And then that means I've got 2 frames left so I can do me tilt business. Do what I came here to do. Okay, so this is, again, 1 second with the yellow filter. From a 100. I don't need to adjust it with the yellow filter because it doesn't do that much in terms of adding contrast. It just boosts it a little bit. Better put this filter away. So it doesn't get completely destroyed. Right, I don't have much time. So if I go quiet for a minute, it's because I'm literally concentrating on doing this. Need to open it right up to 5.6. And again, I'm gonna put a bit of tilt on. Refocus it. Wow, this is going to be so cool when I see these pictures later. So, front tilt all the way. The star's a lot easier to focus on now because it's if there, I had a little bit of swing on before, didn't I? Yeah. Okay. I'm just going to leave that at 5.6. Is an eighth of a second. Oh, cracky, I need to move around the front of the camera again. Oh, the lens is unscrewing. Right, that's an eighth of a second. Oh, shoelaces. Right, this is the black and white one. Where's that yellow filter gone? I mustn't forget to take this out when it comes to the colour shot. Okay. 5.6, eighth of a second, front tilt, let's go. Right, film holder's out, colour holder in. Yellow filter out. Shutter cocked. Light's looking good. Didn't take the dark slide out. It's amazing just how fast all this happens when it gets going. Right, that's all my large format film done. So right, let's see what strange finder settings I'm looking at. 2 minutes. I'm going to go down there, hike back down and use the strange finder now. But first I need to pack this away. I'm really glad I got some good light, and the rain helped a lot actually. I'm really kind of glad it rained. It was it really added. I hope that the raindrops on the lens didn't mess things up too much. But now I need to go. This has just been beautiful. I'll see you when I'm down there and the strange finder's out. Until then, au revoir. Well, climbing the store is not a challenge really. Since they've changed it, it's actually very easy to do. It wasn't when I first started going up, it was quite challenging, but over these last few years they've made it very easy to get up there. There's a very special thing about being up there on your own. But it's also very scary, and I went somewhere I should not have gone. When I looked back on that ledge that I was stood on, I realised it was very small, and I was very close to the edge, and if I'd taken one slip, I would have been dog food. So I would just like to say, if anyone is thinking of trying something like this, please don't do what I did and go right to the edge of something stupid on a windy day. It was not a good idea, and I have been told off quite a lot by lots of people. But that being said, the images I got are some of the best I think I've ever made. Now, I went to the store last time and I made a nice panoramic image, which was lovely and very nice, but these are just better. And I wanted to try that trick where you can make things look tiny,
by really tilting the lens forward. But first I took one which is just straight, and it was just a nice straight sharp shot, and I kind of wish I'd paid a bit more attention to where things were in the frame, you know, like the stories. It's actually quite nice, it's between two islands, at Rassi, and it's quite good. But there's some other things that are kind of annoying about it. But overall, it's a really nice image. The clouds in the top are really good. I need to go back and edit it properly. The clouds in the top are really good. The mountains in the distance are really nice. The sea breaks up the land beautifully. And the whole store and all the rocks and things are nice and sharp. And you can see all the sheep paths and all the trails, and everything is just gorgeous. And as it should be. And it's a beautiful image of the store and the rocks around it. And I'm really, really pleased with that initial image. But then, the shot of where I've tilted everything out of ridiculousness is amazing. It's absolutely amazing. It probably would have been better if I was focused on something a bit further away, but I have just got the store, most of it, in focus, and everything else is gone. Just gone, especially the foreground. The foreground is just a blurry mush of blobs and lines. The background is a bit less so, but it has this wonderful effect because I've burnt in the sky quite a bit, and it's just glorious. It just makes you feel like you're looking at a tiny little model of something, especially when compared to the straight image. The straight image looks really good, but this one just looks, it's special. And this is one of the my favorite photographs I've ever taken. I have to say, it just is, for me, it's just spectacular. It's everything I wanted the photograph to be. When I had it visualized in my mind, this is what I wanted it to be. And then the color one looks good as well. I wasn't expecting the colour one to be quite as good, but it is, it's just as good. The colours give it a different depth, a different dimension. The light coming from the sun is just gorgeous. I don't know what happened to the other straight. No, it is there. I should edit that one as well. Huh, forgot about that one. Yeah, because the light on that's good as well. Why haven't I edited that one? I'm going to go edit that one in a minute. But yeah, can't get across how pleased I am with this image and with the trip and with how the whole thing went, because I had the idea and I just went and did it, and I'm definitely going to do more like this, you know, going up to high places, pointing down at things, tilting that lens right forward and having a good old time making things look stupidly small. This is why I said I wanted to build a new 4x5 camera with front, just with front movements, because this is what I want to do. I want to make things look weird and blurry and not as they should be. So, yeah, super, super stoked about these images, and I can't wait for everybody to see them. Anyway, this is the end of my Scotland trip. Thank you for listening. If you've been buying into the extended episodes, thank you very much. And the next lot of things I'm going to be doing, I don't know because I haven't done them yet at the time of recording. So whatever it is, I shall see you for that, and I hope you all are well and have a lot of fun. So goodbye. Thanks for choosing to listen to the special extended episode. It really means a lot that you want to support the show in this way. Your support means I can carry on buying film, going on adventures, and making this show that you clearly love so much, and I love to produce so much. I hope you've enjoyed this extended trip, and I hope to see you again here in the future.